Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
At a Durham Bulls game the other night, I was trying to identify a player who was wearing number 42, but the player list didn't show number 42. Then I noticed another player wearing number 42, and then another, and every player was wearing 42. Why? Well, I should have remembered last year's film, 42, about Jackie Robinson. And that number was on Robinson's uniform when he first played for the Brooklyn Dodgers on April 15th, 1947. He was the first African-American to break the color barrier in Major League Baseball. But before he moved into the Dodgers organization, Robinson played for the Kansas City Monarchs, a part of the Negro League. That was a term that covers several all-black professional leagues. The Bulls players were wearing number 42 as a part of that team's Negro League night, honoring all those who played for the all-black professional teams during the years of segregation. When the Bulls introduced about 20 local former Negro League players, including former Hillsborough Mayor Horace Johnson, all the fans, white and black, they gave a warm round of applause. Well, the Negro League provided the only option for talented black players until Robinson broke the Major League segregation policy. Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and a lot of others also began their careers in the Negro League. Well, bringing back black baseball players into the mainstream certainly had a positive impact on the struggle to dismantle segregation in other aspects of American life. Even hardline segregationist baseball players came to admire and cheer for Robinson, Mays, and Aaron. And with their appreciation for the black athletes as it increased, they must have had a harder time defending the hard laws and customs that kept people like those players from eating and going to school with other Americans. No, but not everything was positive. After Robinson's great success with the Dodgers, other major league teams began to raid all-black teams, and by the end of the 1960s, the Negro League had disappeared. Down on the Durham Bulls field, there were a lot of white baseball players wearing a black man's number 42, but most of the few players of color there were from the Dominican Republic. So I wondered if those Negro players, Negro League players, who were honored that night, I wonder whether they were thinking, it was nice when we still had our own league and our own teams. And I remember back in Charlotte, there was a great community pride 30 years ago or so about the successful desegregation of their schools. In one of the previous all-black high schools, West Charlotte, had gained a large percentage of white students and seemed to be doing great. I thought this was something for everyone to brag about, until an older woman at a public meeting in the West Charlotte neighborhood stood up and said, "Everything was just fine around here until they came along and took our school away from us." As I watched the former Negro League players walk out onto the field the other night, I wondered if some of them did not feel the same way about their leagues and their teams. This is D.G. Martin.